Tansik, toi, Melo again, Asamina, back again on Coffee and Cree with Rebecca George from Big Island Lake, Saskatchewan. She's here teaching us some words about time in the Heiwehwin. And we talked a little bit off the microphone, and you've done a little bit of teaching.
Yes.
Yeah, tell the listeners a little bit about some of the places you've taught.
I actually graduated from ITEP 2 years ago, and I came home and start teaching. I taught grade 9.
Okay.
So far in grade 6 this year. So
congratulations. That's only 2 years ago. So that's a big thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I taught Korean class because the more I talk Korean class, they'll learn, and they actually listen more if I command them to stop or to
and use command words.
Yeah, I just command them to say stuff like, I meet the geek, and they'll know to start reading.
To read, yeah, yeah, okay. And we're talking today about time. And I'd imagine you eventually teach these words, some of these words, in the time aspect to some of your classes in grade 6. Do they start learning about time in by grade 6?
I would say it starts when they're in grade 4.
Okay.
Year 4, because they have to know when to quit and when to start.
Okay. Yeah. So do we use nagi? Do we use that to get them to stop something, or is that just not
ekose?
Ekose. Yeah. Okay, ekose.
Stop, yeah.
So we also use that when we end something too, right? Ekose, yeah. We say, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I love that about Heiwehwin, that it's not like English, where certain words will only have a certain things, you know, where they'll apply in a bunch of different situations. Mm-hmm. And in my language journey, I've learned that. So we're talking about time words and just some words we can use. We've already talked about how to work around the clock and numbers and half past and quarter to, things like that. Now, if we were going to say in a little while, like, you know, you're telling somebody, imitso in a little while, in a short time, how would we say that?
Oh, muistasis.
Muistasis. So
muistasis.
Muistasis. So like how we would say muistas for later.
Yeah.
I recognize that word. We just kind of
a little time.
A little later, right? Yeah, okay.
Muistasis.
Muistasis. Okay.
You put the CH instead of the T. So muistasis.
Oh, muistasis.
Yeah.
Okay, muistasis. So that's kind of giving it the diminutive or whatever they call it, right?
Bit, yeah,
okay, awesome. Now, if we're going to tell say for the word never, that we're never, it's never going to happen, or we're going to use that word.
Muigats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was talking with Dorothy Thunder. I think she was the first one who taught me muigats. So that's how we would say never. And then if, I guess another frequency of time would be to do something occasionally.
Asko. Yeah, asko.
Okay, so that's kind of from time to time,
mm-hmm.
occasionally.
Yeah.
I've heard the word away.
Sometimes.
Or that's a sometimes. Okay, so occasionally, sometimes, I guess they kind of go together, right? Maybe.
Uh-huh.
But now another thing I'd like to talk about is, I guess when something's in time, we're talking about maybe something being fast.
Das Tappain. Time goes fast.
Time goes fast. So that is only related to time going fast then?
Mm-hmm.
Das Tappain.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now if time is going slowly, things are going slowly.
Sigats is Spain. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's for something moving slowly.
Yeah.
If we want to use the word for, I guess it's hard when you're really trying to translate English words, but the word still. Like, not sitting still, but like, I'm still here, I guess, is the only example I can give. What is the word that we would use for still?
Kiapit.
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 Okay, kiapit. So I can say,
utantayan. Yeah. Like, I'm still here.
Kiapit utantayan.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to talk about the present moment, I know that there's a word that we use for when you're talking in sentence or whatever, and you're using about the present moment at this time. What would that word be?
Miigwats.
So like if you're saying miigwats ota, or that's here, that's now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got all these awesome frequencies of time that can be used when people are talking about time. If we're going to use the word again, we're going to say again.
Samina.
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 Okay. So then when does the word kitwam get used?
Kitwam. They like to do over and over again. Kitwam.
Okay. So something.
Kitwam asamina. You could.
Repeating.
Them together. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So once again, speaking with Rebecca George from Big Island Lake, Saskatchewan, speaking about some time here. Often I don't get a lot of time. I'm a busy guy. I got kids. You have kids and grandkids?
Yes, I have 3 adult children and 5 grandchildren.
Should we give them
one on the way?
Should we? You look like very proud, Coco. I love that. Mm-hmm. Should we give them a shout out?
Yes.
Okay. So let's shout out your kids and grandkids.
Dansa, Janelle, Sarah, Ozzy, Nusimuk, Lacey, Allison, Kalia, Sammy, and Elias, and new one in March.
Oh, a new one to be named in March, right? Well, congratulations. We'll be right back again here on the Windspeaker Radio Network with Rebecca George for more Bigatewa Poi Egwa on the Windspeaker Radio Network.